also, you know, it's not just the actual producing of sound, but it's it's an act of mindfulness and mindfulness training of how to harmonize, that was one of the things that my mother, when she first saw me as a monk, I think they arrived in the afternoon. The next day, there was a meal offering. It was in Bangkok. Meal offering. I was staying at a layperson's house. They had an extra house, so I was staying there. My parents were staying in the big house, and as well as Joseph Kappel's parents, Ajahn Prabhakaro. His parents were in Thailand at the same time. So we went off on alms round, and we had our meal, and then meal offering, and then we gave the blessing chant. And that was there were two things that impressed my mom. One is that I put all my food in my bowl, things were all together and touching. I was a very fussy eater growing up. But then also that I was able to harmonize with the monk, because it used to be, it was very painful for my mother to hear me sing. sing, in air quotes. And she would always just give memory here, just, "You're not listening." And it was just that simple act of, you listen and you harmonize and you pay attention to the rhythm. So that's part of chanting, is learning how to do that. So it's a developing of mindfulness in that way.